renewed focus on search warrant details. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Former President Trump taking to his social media site to demand the release of affidavits used to persuade a court to approve last week's search of his Florida home.
The Department of Justice, on the other hand, says they oppose unsealing that affidavit. They say that doing so could jeopardize the safety of witnesses and could also compromise an ongoing criminal investigation.
Fox's Steve Harrigan outside the former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. A judge has scheduled a hearing on the matter Thursday in Florida. Primary voting is underway in Wyoming and Alaska. In Wyoming, Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney faces Trump-backed challenger Harriet Hageman. In Alaska, GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski, also under fire from the former president for voting to convict him in his second impeachment trial. In addition, former Alaska governor and 2008 vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin hopes to fill the remainder of a House term left vacant with the death of Congressman Don Young. The Food and Drug Administration is finalizing a rule that will allow many Americans to access over-the-counter hearing aids. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra.
For many Americans who suffer from hearing loss, safe and effective and high-quality hearing aids have been unaffordable.
FDA officials say some hearing aids will be offered in-store or online without prescriptions or fittings. The option could be available to some Americans as early as mid-October. First Lady Jill Biden will remain in isolation in South Carolina, where she's been vacationing with the president after testing positive for COVID-19 this morning. The White House says the First Lady is fully vaccinated and has gotten two boosters and currently experiencing mild symptoms. President Biden tested negative this morning and is set this afternoon to sign into a law, a bill Democrats say will reduce inflation. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Iran said today it submitted a written response to what has been described as a final roadmap to restore its tattered nuclear deal with world powers. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi has repeatedly tried to blame Washington for the delay in reaching a deal. New York City and Texas officials are arguing about the surge and treatment of migrants from the southern border.
Mayor Eric Adams first accusing the Lone Star State of mistreating migrants.
Any adult or child, those are horrific conditions that place human beings under.
Texas Division of Emergency Management is denying the mayor's claims, saying, quote, the state of Texas loads the necessary amounts of food, water, PPE on buses before they travel to NYC and D.C., although Mayor Adams seems to have something more luxurious in mind. He announced the city's plans to convert a swanky Times Square hotel into an intake shelter for as many as 600 migrants.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. A new poll finds that Americans are less concerned now about how climate change might affect them than they were 3 years ago.
The poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows that 35% of U.S. adults say they're extremely or very concerned about the effect of climate change on them personally, down from 44% in August of 2019. The survey also shows that roughly two-thirds of U.S. adults think the government and corporations have a significant responsibility to address climate change. The poll was conducted before Congress passed the Inflation Reduction Act on Friday, which will invest nearly $375 billion in climate strategies over the next decade. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The NBA is taking off November 8th for Election Day. The league says the move comes out of the NBA family's focus on promoting nonpartisan civic engagement and encouraging fans to plan to vote. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.